You're listening to Archer Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Archer Radio. Today is Friday, May 20th, 2005. Excuse me. I'm already trying to clear my throat. This is Memorial Day weekend and my birthday weekend. Sunday is my 41st birthday. And, you know, a little bit about birthdays. Birthdays aren't that big a deal for me. When I turned 40 last year, it was no big deal. You know, some people go through like midlife crises or whatever when they have a birthday, but not for me. I don't get at all upset about having a birthday. It's no big deal to me. It's just another day, although I will admit it's nice to spend time with people you enjoy on your birthday. That always makes it nice. I don't feel like I'm getting old. I'm getting better. But so my birthday's on Sunday and I have no major plans. I'm going to Saturday night, I'm going to go out to dinner with my friend David. And on Sunday, I am supposed to get together with the boyfriend, even though this was supposed to be, this is his weekend with his family, but he's going to have a little dinner party for his family, and I'm going to come over and join in. So anyway, that's the birthday weekend. And I have no problems having a birthday. Some people go crazy. I don't. On the show today, we're going to talk about... I have a few things that I want to talk about. I have listener voicemail to play. I've got listener email to play. I want to talk about my photos on the Flickr photos on the Technorati site. And then I do have two topics that I want to talk about. One being that I think it's time for me to get a new car. Now, let me explain why. I don't like to be the person who's got the same car as everyone else. Okay, I have a 2002 Ford Escape. The gas mileage is just okay. It's not the greatest gas mileage in the world. And it's an SUV. It's a small SUV, but it is an SUV. And I've been thinking lately that it's time to get a new car. Well, today, in the parking lot at work, was a brand new 2005 Ford Escape. This is not the first Ford Escape to show up in the parking lot. When I bought my Ford Escape, I was the only one that had one. Today, when that lady drove in with her brand new Ford Escape, I was just like, damn it, there's another one. And then I started counting, and I counted no less than six SUV or Ford Escapes in the parking lot. Now, I no longer have the only one. And that, you know, kind of pisses me off. Now, it's not a competition. It's just that, you know, I've told all these people who bought their Escapes that I really like mine and that it's been great, you know, for the last 3 years, 3 years and 2 months, and that I've really enjoyed it. So I don't know if that has convinced them to get them, but now the parking lot has Ford Escapes out the yin-yang. And as it turns out, the lady who bought the brand new one yesterday and drove it into work today told me today that she bought a used one for her son. And I'm thinking, damn, that makes seven. Because her son sometimes comes to work. But that really pissed me off. So I think it's time to start looking for a new car. However, I have no idea what kind of car to buy. I like the utility of the SUV. I like the horsepower of my SUV. It's a V6. I like that it has four-wheel drive, things like that. I like that it has a six CD changer in the dash. I like that. So when I go to look for a new car, I can't go down in, amenities. I have to go stay the same or go up. I would like to go up because I would like to have heated front seats, a navigation system, and I'd really like to have the steering wheel that has the audio controls on the steering wheel. Now, my other dilemma is that I really want to be green and get a car that has good gas mileage and good for the environment. So I've been looking into hybrids. Now, I know that the Ford Escape has a hybrid, but the one that the model that I would want is like $32,000. And I can't afford that. I mean, I could, but I don't want to have, you know, I don't want to afford that. Right now, I have no car payment. I paid my car off like within the first year I had it, I think. So I have no car payment. So that's a plus. Now, my friend Michael would say, don't get rid of that car. You don't have a car payment. You know, keep it. You know, but you know, it's 3 years and 2 months old and nothing's breaking on it. There's nothing like that. It's just that, you know, in my history, I haven't kept cars very long. Back in 1986, I had a Pontiac Fiero that my first boyfriend bought me, and I only had that for 3 years, and then I got, well, a divorce first from him. Not really a divorce, but we broke up. So I thought it was, you know, only right that he get the car back. So I bought a Chevrolet Beretta, and I really liked that Beretta. I know now the Beretta would be like a shitty car, but at the time, that thing was nice. And then about 3 years after that, I got the itching for a new car, and I bought a Pontiac Grand Am. Now, at the time, that was 1992, the Grand Am was not yet a white trash car, so it was fine. I bought the Grand Am and only kept it for 2.5 years. One of the reasons I got rid of it was because, like the first winter I had it, my brother, this was the time we were all parking in the driveway at my mother's house, and one winter day I guess it was maybe Christmas or one of the holidays, we were all at the house, and my brother George went to get into the car to move it because he needed to get out of the driveway, and he leaned his fat ass elbow on the steering wheel and pushed in on the horn, because at that time it didn't have an airbag, and he pushed in on the horn and the horn wouldn't go off. Eventually it did. I mean, we, you know, worked the thing out and it did go off, but then for every time it got really, really cold and the plastic or the pleather or whatever they had that was on the steering wheel, when it would constrict, you know, contract or whatever, it would set off the horn. So I would have to run out to the car and pull the fuse out of the thing that would shut the horn off, and it really pissed me off, and I was getting so sick of it. So I finally said, fuck it, I want to get a new car. And that was about the time I was getting itchy for something more butch, and so I bought a truck, a Ford Ranger truck. And then I settled down, and I kept that truck for 7 years. And then, in that period, I bought my condo and moved in and got settled with my, you know, how much I could afford for a new car. And then 3 years ago, I decided it was time to buy a new car, and that's when I got the SUV. So anyway, I'm getting that itching now to buy a new car, and plus gas mileage and how much it costs to fill up a tank is really getting on my nerves, and I'm just like, okay, it's time to buy a new car. So, as I was saying, I've been doing some research online and I'm looking at every car that I see on TV just to go and to the website, and you know how you can do that build and price thing on the websites. Well, I end up doing that, and I've priced everything from the low line of like a Honda Civic Hybrid all the way up to a BMW 330 Ci, which is way out of my price range, but you know, a dream. But actually, when I priced the BMW 330 Ci, I think that's what it is, I do it two ways: as a purchase or as a lease. And as a lease, if I trade in my Escape with the lease, it ends up only costing me like $280, $300 a month, and I can afford that. But my problem there is when the lease is up in 3 years, then I have nothing to trade in for a new car. And I kind of like the idea of owning the car and then, you know, having something to trade in, because I never have enough money for a down payment. So I'm probably will just buy again. But so I probably won't get the BMW, although that is really tempting. At the same time, I've priced out, or for a lease, the Mercedes 240 something? I don't know. 240C. I think it's the C class. Yeah. But then again, that's only a lease, and the same problem exists. So I've pretty much written those two off. Although they would be very nice cars. But I have looked at Toyota Prius, because it's the green car. It's the gets unbelievable gas mileage, and but I kind of don't like the way it looks. That's my problem. And I said I looked at the Ford Escape Hybrid, and the Ford Escape Hybrid, it doesn't get those massive gas mileage that the Prius gets, but it does say that it gets 33 miles to the gallon, which is almost twice what it gets now. So doubling the mileage would be good, but I really want the navigation system, and to get the navigation system, I have to pay $32,000. And then once you can build and price your car online, you can check inventory, and all of the ones that are in my area, none of them include the navigation system. So I think that would be tough to get. So I think this summer I will be doing some major car searching, and I want to check out the BMW Mini Cooper. I priced one of those online too, and that would probably be, in terms of like the monthly payment, the best, because they're not that expensive, but yet they come with a lot of features. The only problem is that the closest dealership is like 30 miles away from me, and to do that, that would be crazy, because then when I go to, if I have to have it serviced or whatever, I do not want to drive all the way there to have it serviced, because I like to take my cars to the dealership. So that's what one thing I'll be doing this summer is car shopping and doing some more research for cars. And there's lots of cars out there I could look at. But you know, I'm particular. Just as I'm particular with my house, I'm particular with my car. I have to like the way it looks on the inside and the outside, and you know, want all the features and stuff like that. So, enough about the car shopping. I noticed on the news tonight that there was a story about Viagra making you go blind. Now, you remember when you were little? Not little, when you were younger, and you always heard that saying that, you know, if you keep doing that, you'll go blind. Well, Viagra, you know, I guess later in life, if you take Viagra and you do a lot of masturbating, jerking off, you're going to go blind. Which, I know this is a sad story, because there's like 40 men who have gone blind, at least in one eye, and it's sad and all that. But I just found that ironic that you would take Viagra to get hard, and you would masturbate or, you know, have sex, and then you'd go blind. When for years, well, you know, you always hear that. If you keep playing with that thing, you'll go blind. I just thought that was very funny. So, and not that I need Viagra. Good God, no. That's the last thing I need. And plus, I don't want to go blind. I like being able to see. Even though this is an all audio thing. But anyway, moving right along.
It's time for listener voicemail.
Yes, it's time for listener voicemail. I got two voicemails, one from Mr. Poos and the other one from Nathan Tia of Urban Family Night Pod Show. So let me play Mr. Poos, and you can hear what he has to say.
Hi, Archer. It's Mr. Poos, how are you doing over there? I hope you're doing well. I got that voicemail the other day, and it tickled me. I mean, it just tickled my fancy from one end to another. And, well, you know, it did kind of make you look like Bob Ross. And the reason I said that is because, well, I'm embarrassed to say, but I was watching PBS, and he was on there doing this ugly yet fabulous painting, and you know, he did that thing in like 10 minutes, and it'd take me like 10 years. And I saw your picture, and then I saw Bob Ross. I was like, well, don't they look a little similar? Well, except he has a big afro, and how he got it that way I'll never know. But yeah, he is dead. Isn't that sad? Terrible. But the picture was cute, though, because you have your little, what do they call that type of iPod? iPod shuffles. The shuffle. And aren't I just silly tonight? I sound so gay. I don't normally sound this gay, I hope. clicking my teeth. Ooh, honey. Well, I hope you have a fabulous day tomorrow or whenever you listen to this. I got to get off here and call old Wanda. So have a happy day, Bob Ross. I love that. That's cute. I'll holler at you.
Yes, so Mr. Poos was talking about the picture that I put on the website, and he says that I look like that painter guy, Bob something from PBS. He used to have a painting show. Anyway, so he said I look like that, and he left a comment on the website about that too, and with a link to the picture of the guy. I don't think I look anything like the guy, but I thought it was funny. So thank you for the voicemail, Mr. Poos. I appreciate that. And feel free to call again. Then the next voicemail I got was from Nathan Tia from the, as I said, the Urban Family Night show. So take a second and listen to his voicemail.
Hey, Archer. It's Nathan from the UFN show. I just want to give you a call and let you know that I enjoy listening to your podcast every day after a stressful day at work. I love listening to Archer Radio because it is very soothing, and I enjoy the off-the-wall topics you discuss on your podcast. Until then, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And that was nice of him. I'm glad to hear that he finds my podcast soothing and that he enjoys it. That's good, because if you haven't listened to the Urban Family Night, you need to, because it's a bunch of gay guys and a straight guy and a fag hag, and they go on about all kinds of stuff. I like their show. Every time they post something, I listen to it. Now, the other thing I want to talk about was the my photos are now showing up on the, the Flickr photos. If you looked at the website, you saw, or you can see, the on the side, on the right side, you see a little thing that says Flickr. That's not an advertisement. That's just a link to my photos on the Flickr account. You can go there and click on them. I only have about, 25 or 26 photos there, but you can see them there. And if you've noticed on the on the website, underneath each entry is a little thing that says tag Queercast. Well, if you click on that, it takes you to the, I think you pronounce it, Technoratty website, where it catalogs anything that has a tag in it that's Queercast. And listed there are all the podcasts that have themselves listed as Queercast, and then each time they upload a new show, it, you know, searches for the tag Queercast and then adds it to this page in this and Technoratty. And on there as well, they've also set up for if you post any photos to Flickr that have the tag Queercast, they start showing up on the Technoratty website under the tag Queercast. And I was when I set up my Flickr thing, I tagged everything Queercast just to see if they'd show up. And sure enough, if you click on Queercast at the bottom of each entry, it takes you to this website, and there are all my photos. You know, like along the side, and there's one at the top. And I thought that was so cool. So anytime I take pictures of anything and upload them to the Flickr account and add the tag Queercast, it's going to show up eventually on this website. So I thought that was so cool. Very cool.
It's time for listener email.
Yep, it's time for listener email, as my cool new intro shows. I need to tell you that from yesterday's movie guest, John Ong of Online Podcast, he guessed it correctly. When Harry Met Sally, and he actually sent me in the email the DVD cover. I mean, like a picture of the DVD cover, which was so cool. And at the same time, literally within minutes of John Ong's email, I got an email from Peter, you know, my favorite listener, Peter. My favorite gay listener, Peter, because I do have my favorite straight girl listener, Beth. But anyway, Peter guessed the movie correctly as well. So we had two correct guesses for the movie, and I'm very pleased with that. Thank you so much. Peter's becoming like a good email buddy, because we're writing back and forth and talking about different things, and he was talking about how nice the weather was where he is too. Actually, he says it's getting hot there and it's expected to be 95 tomorrow. And it was actually kind of warm here today too. I think I got up into the low 80s, it was a nice day. A little bit warm, but it was nice because the humidity hasn't quite hit DC yet. So the weather's been relatively nice. He was commenting as well on my talk about my decomposing body. If I were to get shocked and die on the floor in my living room. So I thought that was funny. Thank you. Thank you for your email, Peter. I appreciate it.
It's time for another edition of Guess the Movie. You know how it works. I play an audio clip, and you send me an email with your guess. Good luck and enjoy the clip. I hope you know the movie.
Well, I was looking through a telephone book for a man named McBride, and I came across the name T. McKay. And I said to myself, oh, now, could that possibly be Terry McKay, my old friend?
And it was.
Yes, yes. And then I said to myself, well, now, I haven't been very nice to Miss McKay. After all, I had an appointment with her one day, and I didn't keep it.
You didn't keep...
No. Oh. So I said to myself, I talk to myself quite a lot these days. I said, well, that's not a very nice way to treat an old friend like Miss McKay. I must apologize to Miss McKay. Because don't you agree, when someone doesn't keep an appointment, they should apologize? Hmm?
Yes. Oh, yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think the least people could do is to say they're sorry or something.
So here I am.
That's very sweet.
I thought so.
I've often wondered about you. And how you were.
Did you really?
Yes, really.
Well, I've often thought about you, too. Then you weren't angry because I wasn't there. I mean, you must have been at first.
Well, yes, I was. At first, I was furious. I said, he can't do this to me. Who does he think he is?
How long did you wait? I mean, did you wait long?
I waited until about...
midnight.
Oh.
And then what did you do?
Well, then I got really mad. Well, you can imagine, standing up there on the...
Yes, in a thunderstorm.
In a thunderstorm.
Then what did you say to yourself?
Well, then I said, oh, go on home and get tight.
But you didn't do that.
Didn't I?
No. Well, maybe just a little while. Every hour for about a month.
Can you blame me?
Oh, I should say not. The least I could have done was to have sent you a note.
Well, perhaps by the time you thought of it, you didn't know where to reach me.
But you swore that if you ever saw me again, you'd ask.
No. I remember we said that if we could make it, we'd be there. And if one of us didn't show up, it would be for a darn good reason.
I hope you liked that audio clip, and I hope you know what the movie is. You probably do. A lot of people... I'm picking movies that everyone already knows. I'm going to have to start picking some harder ones. Some more... I don't know. Just some different movies that people don't know. Make it harder for you to guess. Anyway, I think we're going to end the podcast. I don't know that I'm going to podcast tomorrow, Saturday. I have some things I want to do. But I'll definitely podcast again on Monday because I'm off on Monday for Memorial Day. Sunday is my birthday, and I'll have a recap of whatever I did on for my birthday. And so I'll have a podcast on Monday. So until the next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.